With over 400 stores nationwide, Burke's Outlet is growing faster than ever. Now shop our newest store in Copper's Cove at the grand opening celebration November 2nd through 5th. Discover more brand name fashion for the whole family, plus home decor up to 70% off department store prices. The first 150 customers each day, November 2nd through 5th, get a mystery scratch-off card for a shopping spree up to $250 at the new Burke's Outlet in the Five Hills Shopping Center. Doors open at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Sundays.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy!
Hello, radio family. It's your boy, the Samus Voice. Tune in to the Samus Voice Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. For now, four hot shows. The Samus Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. DJs Touch Your Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And also TPV After Dark. Get your dance on every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Our new show, The Williams Review, with my brother from the same father and First Lady Williams, will be bringing the review to you right here on the Samus Voice Radio Network. Same station, new movement, four shows. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean Pepper Pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Redemption is a reflection on what was, what we have become. Also, God doesn't give us more than we can bear.
Come on.
For who we are is what we become in Christ.
My God.
And when we make that commitment to serve God, it's awesome, family. Walk with me.
Let's walk. Let's walk.
Let's go.
I had a long road home before he set me free. I've been redeemed, I've been redeemed. I had a long road home before he set me free. I've been redeemed, I've been redeemed, yeah.
There's a lot of things that run across my mind. Not even worried of this gift I have inside.
Blessings, everyone, and welcome to the Williams Review. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Though the clouds are in the sky, blocking the sun in the sky, no clouds can block the Son of Salvation, He who shines in our life, Jesus Christ. Absolutely, and of course, I'm here with my beautiful wife, Miss Jashika Williams, and we're here to give you the Williams Review. Absolutely, absolutely. Before we go any further, we'd like to thank God, who is the head of our lives, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose example that we follow, whose very life saved us, and the Holy Spirit who helps us to understand his teachings, that we may glorify our Father in heaven. Yes, yes. And how's my beautiful wife today?
I'm blessed.
Yes, and I'm blessed because I got you. Yes. Now, as you all know, my wife, she has her own ministry that she does with women. And, hey, she gives a scripture every day. And so, with no further ado, here's my beautiful Bioramis giving you her scripture of the day.
Hello, listeners. I will be coming from 1 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, 12th verse. Walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Amen to that. I just wanted to share that on today. I share it every morning to about probably about 12 or 13 women every morning. So I'd like to share that with you every Tuesday. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's what she do. You see, one of the most interesting things about my wife and I is though we look at life through the example and teachings of Jesus Christ, there's no denying looking at other scripture and other understanding from the Bible helps other people be able to see that they themselves can be used by our Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior's example. We had a wonderful, wonderful bullying prevention forum this past Saturday, written by kids and the Helm family. I tell you what, they have taken the time out of their lives to make a difference for those who struggle with bullying from all aspects. And I've been blessed, my wife and my family have been blessed to be able to be a part of that with them. And so, yeah, listening family, we'd like you to put your hearts and your hands together for Written by Kids. I mean, they're doing a marvelous work in the Lansing area, but not just the Lansing area. They're reaching all over the globe to make a difference. Yeah, you know, so many people fail to understand that there is a great commission for each of us to love others. But not just love them the way they think you should, that makes them feel all good and validates everything that they are, but to love them enough to point out where life can be improved upon for all those that are around. And we're not coming or talking from a religious aspect, but from that nature in which we were created, you know, hurt, anger, and the products of those things were not original part of who we were. It was given to us through disobedience. And so today, we're going to be finishing up our Here's Jesus series with the Beatitudes. You know, we went over blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are they that mourn, and blessed are the meek. We spoke of those who are blessed because they hunger and thirst after righteousness. And we touched briefly on blessed are the merciful. Now, we're going to take a music break so that we can get your mind and your spirit ready to praise God in this continuance of the Beatitudes. And so we hand you over to the wonderful, wonderful music brought to you by His truly, the Psalmist Voice. Take her away.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Sabotaging our out working, giving the church a black eye, but he's still king, and he's still God, and we still man, so we still flop. He don't stop being the rock, cause we stepped off, and he is no less God, just cause we rep wrong. I don't look like Christ yet, but that's what I aim for. They saying it's impossible, but why should I aim low? Made in the image of God, till even the snakes broke. Soon as we turned away, the mirror became broke. Fix us.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Williams Review. How you doing today there, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed. I cannot complain. Busy, busy week here at Psalmist Voice headquarters, but we're doing it big for the Lord. A lot of exciting things coming up. And again, exciting to have the Williams Review on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And again, to God be the glory. And allow God to do what he does in your platform. And, of course, I'll see you tomorrow, bruh, on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded with the professor himself and yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. God bless you, family.
Hey, hey. Thank you, brother. Hey, the wife say hello. She say hello to the brother. Say hello to the brother.
What's up? What's up?
So we are... sitting here, man, and was looking at Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see, being created in God's image means when you move and work in a pure heart of no selfish motive, you can't help but see him, who he is and what he is. You know, and so many people fail to understand that having a pure heart is not being perfect. It means that the things that you do it out of love and care for others. And sometimes what you do don't feel good for the person who's being exposed as a wrong. And understanding that living with a pure heart is not the means of opening your life up to attack from the outside and from other people who would seek to do you harm. That'll happen whether you have a pure heart or one that's filthy. But operating from a pure heart always puts you in a position of being able to make a difference in the lives of other people. And that doesn't necessarily have to come from a spiritual aspect, from a religious standpoint. I mean, when we look at the Good Samaritan, that's something that I'll expound on at a later show. He didn't go in the name of anything other than care. He saw someone in need on the side of the road broken. And with a pure heart, he took that gentleman and had him cared for. We can all do that, whether you sit in a church on Sunday, whether you're at the grocery store on Thursday, or you're standing in front of a group of people who have been broken and become the resource that they can use to be mended. It's an important aspect of life. What do you say, Hazel?
First of all, I agree. Other than I agree, I.
Well,
hey, that's all right. You put the smack down on that one, so hey.
Well, then. All right, then. Well, then. You know, that's one of those things where, hey.
You explain it so very well. There's no other way to put it. I mean.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's why I'm your biggest fan. Yes, yes, yes. Do you, my brother, have anything you want to jump in there and add in or, you know?
Well, the B attitudes, just some key words. With the B attitudes, believers are the salt and the light, which a lot of us forget about. Also, Christ fulfilled the law in chapter 5. And also the heart, as you said, the heart is a very, very complex and very, very it can be very much manipulated in a lot of things, like murder, adultery, things like that, you know. And Jesus is the author of all that. He allows us to be changed from sin to light. And if once we understand who Jesus is, our beatitudes won't be so hard to be, because of the fact that we understand who Jesus Christ is, one, and two, developing a relationship with Jesus Christ, and three, we're able to adopt the beatitudes and be what Jesus Christ was on this earth. And I'm done.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so that's going to lead me into verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You see, that's another one of those verses and understandings that has been misconstrued. You know, peace is not accepting what God won't accept. It's existing in a world that doesn't always accept what God has to give, and being able to function and remain that which God has created you to be, to maintain that image, to be one who others say, yeah, I know he know God, because peacemaking doesn't concern itself with validation, confirmation, or acceptance. It's occupying a space with one another and allowing people to see, hey, I may not agree with you. I may not even accept or be willing to actively participate who, what, how, why, when, because it doesn't line up with the things I'm doing with my life. But I'm willing to step out the way and not impede you in what you're doing if you don't come to me and ask me about it. If you ask me about it and you really want to know what I feel according to Scripture, according to the beliefs that I see in that, then I will. But if you're a person who does something that is outside the confines of the Bible Scriptures upon which I base my existence on, that don't mean I have a right to impede and or step on what you're doing. If you ask me, I'll share my beliefs. If you don't ask me, hey, do what you do. I'm not the one to come and create the issues for that matter. And my standing strong for my beliefs isn't necessarily a proponent that brings about negativity. Jesus ate with sinners, and he didn't limit the food that they enjoyed. He walked into the towns upon which they lived, and he did not send them away because they were sinners. No, he made himself readily available to any who wanted to accept him and change. Thus, the true example of a peacemaker. Yeah.
And that's peace. And that's getting down in the faces.
That's right. Pieces, pieces. That's funny. Which leads us into verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, just because you take up a cause doesn't make you righteous, because the cause itself may not be righteous in itself. And righteousness has never been something that a person said that they were, but something that was accredited to such said individuals from outside of themselves. But when you stand on the things that Scripture has given you without bending, without swaying, you're going to be persecuted. I personally don't indulge myself in putting Jesus Christ or the Word of God with paganism. I don't mix them. None whatsoever. If you want a Christmas tree and Santa Claus, don't bring it to the church and don't say it's a function that belongs with Jesus Christ. If that's what you do, hey, that's on you. I personally don't indulge in that, because the Bible said that there was a separation there, has shown through factual truth that there's a separation there. And so I get put down because I don't do a Christmas tree in my house with Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Man, hey, you do that. I don't. You can keep doing that. I'm not going to tell you what you should do or you shouldn't do, but I'll tell you what I don't do. And I'll even go so far as to explain to you why I do it so that you can see I'm not doing it for maliciousness. I'm not doing it because I think I'm better than you for any other purpose other than
I just don't
indulge because Scripture told me not to. Yeah, like my wife was in sync. Like, hey, but not the music group in sync, you know, the on one accord in sync. Yeah, we beat them. But, you know, I thoroughly believe that being created, each of us being created in the image of God, which is those who speak things into existence, shape things into what we want them to be, that they would become a testament of who and what we are. An automobile maker wants his car to testify to his quality and craftsmanship. God wants us, his people, to be a proponent, wide seeing and receiving understanding of who and what he is. Created us for that. And for righteousness sake, meaning becoming that which he called, chose, and created and led us to be, I'll be persecuted. Now, we're going to be heading into verse 11 and 12 and see what those have, and then we'll do a recap. But right now, we're going to give you back over to a little bit of praise and our worshiping understanding. Psalmist voice, it's you.
See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. See, I came to worship until I pass out.
Worship me with your life, that's what Jesus said. And he broke his body just so I could eat, yeah, he's my bread. Started on my feet, ha, now I'm on my knees instead. And I'm about to lose control, like Uncle Reese's dread. Hit by the Holy Ghost, black out like a comatose. See some picture on the post, no, not me, I overdose. Till it's like, worship is my antidote. So I go hard in the paint like Michelangelo.
And I'm gonna worship until I pass out.
There is no other option.
I came to worship until I pass out. Cause we go hard in the pain, hard in the pain. We go hard in the pain when we worship. Hard in the pain, hard in the pain. We go hard in the pain when we worship. Hard in the pain, hard in the pain. We go hard in the pain when we worship.
I watch my family struggle to this day. I see the hurt, full of pride, lost soul, steady running. Felt God was woman.
What could it be? Taking everything from me.
Bent to the wall, somehow I blew it all. When you realize you're dying to sin, who can you call? I'm barely making do, but I gained so much in Christ now. Worship with my life now. Welcome to the lifestyle. Lord, I worship you till I pass out. When the devil come, man, I zone out. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You my God, man, I can't worry about what other people say. They did a job for me and I just wanna match my worship with the goodness that set me free and make me whole. Make me new and clean my soul. I lift my hands and cry out to you cause I wanna go higher and deeper.
So I.
exhausted. What else can I do but turn this booth into a pulpit? They say I got the juice, I got the juice. Well, let me pour it like perfume upon the feet of those who preach. Now ain't that gorgeous? Lord, you're so unique. I'm feeling weak, I'm feeling nauseous. Refuse to take defeat. You let me creep into your fortress. Shower by your love, drink the water from your faucet. Now all of the above is what you do for every orphan. The rose grew from the concrete. Lo and behold, there's an orchid that pushed up like a palm tree. Calm leaf in the dark streets, chalk teas and hard speech. I've been through hell, so pardon me. If you do a show that's starring me, put praise God on the marquee. Let's worship.
I need to worship until I pass out.
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Rub the king everywhere we said we clean. Sunday to Sunday, what we believe stay the same. We don't back down, we say it proud. Don't get it twisted, this ain't twisted, but my flow is just like this. I got a tweet from Mr. Mina saying, hey, I want to meet. Keep my humbleness on fixing, my reflection sound like this. Best believe when I doubt that conviction in my eyes.
You wanna be a light now. Every time I come around, I bright smile. Let the trials come, we don't mind them.
I was at a place where I was super complacent. How amazing, man. He's comparing me. He shot your rosy hair. He taught me what it means to be a disciple from a distance. He was a light in the midst of all this craziness I witnessed. And that's exactly what I strive to be. Not like them stars on TV, but in reality, to be a light that draws them to the king. I ain't perfect, but what I'm putting is worth. So satisfying and knowing his spirit keeps me going. And now I know exactly what freedom means.
Freedom means.
And what I want is what I need. Just believe me.
Light shine on.
And we are back right now. During the break, my wife and I were looking at some pictures of our youngest. I tell you what, they were two animated children. Oh, I love those pictures.
They're twins, but they're fraternal twins.
Yeah.
And they have the most the most craziest, weirdest, loving personalities ever.
It's been interesting watching them all grow up. I'm going to share a little interesting story. So we were living in Sheboygan, and my wife and I, we went around the corner to a yard sale, and I saw a couple of Star Wars books, so I bought them. This was when the very first time I started getting into reading Star Wars books. And so I bought them, and I went to a used bookstore there and bought some more. And as I was reading it, you know, Luke Skywalker and Leia were twins. And Leia and Han Solo got married, and they had twins, Jason and Jenna. And so we had moved over to a town called Atlanson, and I was reading one of these books that was talking about Han Solo and Leia's twins. And I say, you know what, babe? It'd be confirmation that I'm a Jedi. Just being funny, if the Lord blessed me with twins, then I'd know how to use the Force, which is the Holy Spirit. You just watch. And so she was pregnant. We went to the doctors, and for like 5 months, the doctor didn't say anything about no twins. And then one day he comes in the room and he's like, hey, so there are two babies in there. And I'm like, no. They say, yeah. The other baby was folded up inside of the other one. And so it wasn't until he straightened out and moved that we were able to see that there were two children in there. And that was just something that her and I laughed about for a long time, because we got our boy and girl twins. I love Star Wars as escape from real life. But it also helped me be able to see not the Star Wars, but the Holy Spirit, how it permeates, penetrates, and binds everything together that we can understand our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God our Father. Now, I'm not saying that Star Wars is biblical or any of that kind of stuff. I'm just saying it was just cool to have that happen. We're just sharing that God has a sense of humor. He allows you to experience life in ways that you couldn't without him. And it's such a wonderful thing to know that even in the world of make-believe, the Lord will reveal himself to you. You know, saying we were created in his image. Well, looking at Star Wars, I can see that. Man has created an entire universe of beings, planets, ways of life, everything from a planet's atmosphere to the living inhabitants upon those planets. I mean, they've literally created a resemblance of life, like our Creator. It's just, I don't know, it's really interesting to me. It really, really is. But that leads me in the verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You know, being able to tie in your complete existence into the plan of God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit will have people put you down and talk about you, because they don't understand how you can do that. You know, how you take something as trivial as Star Wars and Star Trek and see how you were created in the image of God, being able to use those things to explain that which is unexplainable. People have a problem with you. As long as you keep the facts and the truth in there, God created the heavens and the earth.
What?
we were created in the image of God. So to create something like Star Wars only confirms that we were created in his image. God has given us the opportunity to look at the lives of other men and women in Scripture and see not who they are, but who how they are glorifies God. How who they are speaks of the existence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What they did and what empowered them to do what they did through the Holy Spirit. To be able to explain that, we'll have men who just profess and acknowledge Christ as Lord and Savior. They can't explain that. They can't see the truth. They don't even want to see the truth. Why? Because recognizing Star Wars as a way of showing you were created in the image of God don't enable you to get no tithes off of that. God get the glory. You don't, so your tithes don't matter.
Right.
You know, that's a make-believe you can tie in. Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny in no shape, form, or fashion give glory to God.
Yeah.
It don't. And that's why you had to put Jesus in it. That's why you had to put Scripture in it.
Oh, we do the Easter Bunny Easter egg hunt as a safe way at church for kids to enjoy Easter and have jelly beans, which the world says is rabbit poop in the movies. Ew.
That is so funny. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I want to be serious, but I don't want to be so serious that people can't laugh and people can't enjoy life. You know, God wants us to enjoy life, but in enjoying life, you must remain within the confines of the things that God has given us. Not forgiving the things that God don't accept, but becoming that which changes unacceptable behavior. And people will have a problem with you. But that's okay, because verse 12 tells us what to do. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Interesting. You know, when John was explaining Revelations, it was just like me explaining Star Wars. Folks thought he was crazy. Looney Tune, off his rockers. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, they can't control it. No one can control God's plan. God's plans control people. And it's in that context that when people ask me how I'm doing, I can say I'm blessed. How can I say I'm blessed? Because I understand blessed are the poor in spirit. I understand blessed are they that mourn. I understand blessed are the meek. I understand blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I understand blessed are the merciful. I understand blessed are the pure in heart. I understand blessed are the peacemakers. I understand blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I understand blessed are ye when ye shall be reviled and persecuted and have all manner of evil levied against you falsely for God's sake. I rejoice in that. I rejoice when a group full of people who sit in church every Sunday yet do nothing Monday through Saturday to show that they have an existence in God. I don't mind people putting me down and talking about me when the only service they know that belong to God is sitting in church tithing and listening to some guy tell them what Paul said. I'm cool with that. I learned to love my wife like Christ loved the church. I'll explain that in another one of our shows. But once I understood what that meant, my wife and I no longer argued a fault. We didn't become perfect. We just became a house that understood what it is to be blessed. And we want to share that with you, our listeners. We want to share that with the people at the grocery store, at the bank. Well, I want to just stop at a car wash where people are taking time out of their life to make sure folks' car is shiny and say thank you. I want to give the blessings that I've received. What good is saying you're blessed or understanding what blessed is if you don't spend your day and your time being a blessing for other people, not just sitting in the building that folks call the church? I mean, I work with my friend, my best friend, and my brother outside of my wife and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's my closest friend. I've been knowing him longer than I know a lot of people and been through a whole lot with him. I mean, he's hosting with his family's nonprofit written by kids, bullying prevention forums. And for me to go there and be able to stand side by side with people outside the confines of church to make a difference in the lives of other people allow me to be blessed. Why? Because there's some folks out there who would tell me, oh, I need to be doing that with the church, having some pastor, some man of God next to me. Man, look, all kind of men of God that I minister with outside the church. I'm going to take, for instance, my brother from the same father, the psalmist voice, Christopher Newton. Him and I have never sat in each other's presence in the flesh. Yet we reside each other 4 days out the week in the spirit, being there for one another, being blessed in each other's ministry for God's glory. We ain't had to go to church to do this. We ain't have to go sit up and have pastor such and such tell deacon such and such to inform elder such and such that we need to do this. God told us. God gave this. God put this together. And no man can tear it apart. We may one day find ourselves doing things that the other one isn't doing, but we'll always have that bond where what we're doing will be a part of each other because it's a part of our Father's glory. And that's one of those things that have to be and should be. There's no reason I can't support my brother in his ministry for God's glory. There's no reason he can't support me in the ministry for God's glory that I have. But there's no way I would ask him to support me and I'd be unwilling to support him. There's no way he'd ask me to support him and he'd be unwilling to support me. But that's what today's church gives. You come here and you support this church. And if it's not a part of this church, we don't support you. That's nonsense. That's self-gratifying, self-glorifying. And that's not what God has appointed us to do. Iron sharpens iron. Yes, there is a such thing as a wet wok. Hey, I got to get some wok. Excuse me, I'm Siron. Your imperfections are showing. Thank you. Thank you very much. But yeah, it's one of those things where seeing who Jesus is within the confines of Jesus, it moves me. I mean, Jesus Christ has spoken to me up to the Beatitudes. He said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. He said that in chapter 3, verse 15. He also said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He again said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again he says, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Christ said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. will make you fishers of men. And becoming a fisher of men means in your poor spirit you will be blessed, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Look at the condition of the world and understand that it has given you cause to be poor in spirit, knowing that there are many who will die outside of God's righteousness, his love, and that kingdom. It's okay to mourn. There will be loss in your life. If you can mourn the loss of someone or something that God has given you, you have learned what it is to love, and you know you are loved by God. Be meek. Don't always step in there like you know it all. Give a gentleness. Give a kindness. Understand that there are things of this world that you do not know. And in not knowing, you may not know how to approach every situation. So sometimes, most times, it's okay to approach that situation with a meek and gentle heart. Be hungry for what Christ has to give. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. Be hungry and thirsty. Eat of him, drink of him, and be blessed. Give mercy to people. Let your actions speak to where people will ask you how to change the things in their life that they feel bad about. Grant them the mercy by being there in the sinner's presence without being judgmental, but being an example. Be of pure heart. Everything that you do, do for the glory of God, and it will be for righteousness' sake. Be a peacemaker. You can stand in a room full of people you perceive as being wrong and allow yourself to still represent God without struggle, strife, and problems. Be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Stand strong on God's word and let people tell you what you're doing ain't right or whatever. Let them stand on ritualistic Sadducees and Pharisee teachings. You stand on God. Yes, they're going to persecute you, but so did they persecute your Lord and Savior. Let them look down on you. Let them speak bad about you. Let them look like some crazy person with curly locks and a dirty t-shirt talking about you. Who cares? Serve God, because you will rejoice and be exceedingly glad when you receive your reward in the kingdom of heaven. Your reward. Re, meaning again. Again. Blessed, 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 blessed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times blessed. And so, we pray that our Heavenly Father will watch over each of you, that he will allow you to understand that the Beatitudes is not just a teaching, but a way of life. And when you grab hold of that way of life, you shall be blessed. Take those blessings, I pray, out into the community, to the elderly, to the homeless, to the sick and downtrodden. Continue to glorify God through the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, forsaking the ways of the world for righteousness' sake, that all God's blessings may be added unto you. We ask that our Heavenly Father will keep a hedge of protection around your home, safety in your travels, that though you may be dirty on the outside, may he cleanse you on the inside. Though you may be broken and in despair, we pray that our Heavenly Father will lift you out of that. We thank God for the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, which allows the Williams Review in all its ways to come before you to glorify our Father in heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose example is first and foremost in our lives, that the Holy Spirit may empower us to be that which we have called to be, and that is glorifier and worshipers of the one true God. And we pray that God will bless you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. And amen. Psalmist Voice, if you have anything to add, now's the time. If not, throw on one of those songs from Bizzle or a choice of your own. Blessings to you.
I just want to thank God for another exciting show, Williams Review. Done an awesome job, as always. And, of course, always tune in to the Williams Review at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 Eastern, right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And tune in tomorrow with my brother from the same father, Mr. Cyron Williams, and myself for the Psalmist Voice Reloaded radio show for your soul. We give it to you raw, give it to you straight with music, rawness, and in context. So I'm out. So I don't have anything else to say. I will see y'all tomorrow, same time, same station. Over to you.
All right. God bless each of you. We close you with one of them beautiful, beautiful hits that the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now playing for you to get your musical praise on. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm praying for you.
Big game of Monopoly, and most of us refuse to play properly. Everybody wanna win, so they try to cheat. But when the game's over, you gotta leave your property anyway. And knowing that, we still try to cheat. We rather win the wrong way than lose honestly. And when you deep in the game, it's like you can't call it. And for a minute, you get the feeling you really ballin'. You own everything. You got a whole stack, taking every 200 they get when they go past. And what's funny though, is when the game's done, it's almost like you don't wanna let the money go. But then the money goes back to being paper dog, and you see it's only worth something while the game is on. And you can't bring it with you either, except for the fact you're still a cheater. Win or lose, you're still a cheater. It's like the world is the board that we playing on. The Bible was the instruction.
Nationwide, Burke's Outlet is growing faster than ever. Now shop our newest store in Copper's Cove at the grand opening celebration November 2nd through 5th. Discover more brand name fashion for the whole family, plus home decor up to 70% off department store prices. The first 150 customers each day November 2nd through 5th get a mystery scratch-off card for a shopping spree up to $250 at the new Burke's Outlet in the Five Hills Shopping Center. Doors open at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Sundays. With over 400 stores nationwide, Burke's Outlet is growing faster than ever. Now shop our newest store in Copper's Cove at the grand opening celebration November 2nd through 5th. Discover more brand name fashion for the whole family, plus home decor up to 70% off department store prices. The first 150 customers each day, November 2nd through 5th, get a mystery scratch-off card for a shopping spree up to $250 at the new Burke's Outlet in the Five Hills Shopping Center. Doors open at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Sundays.